So from here, I'd like to introduce Danelle Peck. She is the director of the USDA Northern Plains Climate Hub based out of Fort Collins, Colorado. The hubs connect working land managers with science-based resources and partners to empower climate-smart decision-making. Prior to joining USDA Agricultural Research Service in 2016, Dr. Peck was an associate professor of agricultural economics at the University of Wyoming. She specializes in decision-making under uncertainty, including agricultural drought preparedness and response. Raised on a dairy farm in upstate New York, Dr. Peck is a first-generation college student and proud alumna of McClare Scholars Program. She holds a BS in wildlife biology and an MS in agricultural economics, both from the University of Wyoming, and a PhD in agricultural and resource economics from Oregon State University. As director of the Northern Plains Climate Hub, Dr. Peck will provide additional information and examples of how the hubs actually work day-to-day. One example she will highlight is the Agro-Climate Outreach Exchange, an event designed to bring together agricultural's trusted partners like Extension, NRCS, conservation districts, and others to network with colleagues who share an interest in becoming more knowledgeable, comfortable, and confident in discussing climate change. The event also provides a forum for exchanging creative agro-climate outreach ideas, so the most successful programming and approaches can be expanded and adapted across the county, state, and other institutional boundaries. Thank you so much, Danelle.
Thank you, Anna. It's a pleasure to be here today. And again, as Anna suggested, I want to tell you a little bit about the USDA Climate Hubs in case you haven't heard of us yet. And then we'll dive in and talk about this Agro-Climate Outreach Exchange event. So first, a bit about the climate hubs. Our vision is to help maintain and strengthen agricultural production and natural resources under increasing climate variability and change. How do we do that? We co-develop science-based, region-specific information and technology for our working land managers, that's farmers, ranchers, and foresters, to help them, enable them to make climate-informed decisions. And we do this in with a lot of partners, both internally across USDA agencies, but also externally with our research, extension, and education friends like those of you on the call today. How do we really do this on a day-to-day basis, right? That was a lot of words, so now I'm going to show you a lot of arrows. Nobody panic. I'll use my pointer here to walk you through kind of what you're looking at. So first, here we are, the Northern Plains Climate Hub. We are based out of Fort Collins, Colorado, and we're a small team. And we really rely heavily on building partnerships with folks out on the ground who are, you know, directly experiencing the effects of extreme weather and a changing climate, and so who might have questions or issues that they're facing or might have ideas even related to weather and climate, but we don't expect them to have both agricultural and, you know, climate or meteorological backgrounds. It's really rare for people to have both of those things, and that's why we're here. So for those of you out in the field, if you do ever encounter a weather or climate-related challenge, please bring it to us here at the Northern Plains Climate Hub. Again, we're a small team, but we have diverse expertise. But more importantly, as a hub, we really do. It's our job to create this network of partnerships, a really broad network of partners, including folks in kind of the climate and weather side of things. So NOAA, National Weather Service, National Drought Mitigation Center, our state climate offices, and others. But also on the agriculture side, we keep connections with our friends at the USDA Service Centers, like NRCS and Farm Service Agency. So when you bring an issue to us, if we don't directly have an answer or a tool or a solution for you, we'll reach out to this network that we maintain and see if one of our experts out there has something for you. So we'll bring that back to you. Or in the rare case that we come up empty-handed, this is actually my favorite part, would be to put you in direct contact with these experts, again, either in the world of weather and climate or agriculture, and help you guys work together to co-produce a solution or a step forward for whatever it is that you need out in the field. So that's how we operate on a day-to-day basis. Again, I'm here in the Northern Plains Climate Hub. We cover these six states. However, there are a total of 10 climate hubs locations across the country. So take a look at this map and see if you can find which climate hub you belong to. And I would really encourage you to go to the website and explore what your climate hub has been working on and what resources they have available. So our hubs, again, were really about bridging the gaps between science and service or science and management as it relates to agriculture and climate. And we do this kind of through three functional areas or three ways: science translation, tool development, and stakeholder outreach. Today, we're going to spend most of our time together on number three, but I do want to just give you a quick taste for some examples of number one and number two here. So an example of what we do on the science translation and synthesis side, a lot of the climate hubs were involved in the fourth national climate assessment that came out back in 2018. Myself, for example, I helped write the agriculture and recreation and tourism sections for this particular chapter, chapter 22 for the Northern Great Plains. But there's chapters for all of the regions, and there's also kind of sector-specific chapters. So there's an entire chapter about agriculture in the U.S. as a whole. And the purpose of the National Climate Assessment really is to synthesize and summarize for you and put in plain language what the state-of-the-art science says about climate change and its impacts on different sectors, including agriculture. So it's a great trusted resource. The next one is supposed to be coming out in 2023, so keep an eye out for the fifth National Climate Assessment. In the world of tool development, the idea here is to make weather and climate information more directly relevant to and more directly usable by our working land managers, again, farmers, ranchers, and foresters. And one example of this is something we call GRASSCAST, and what you're seeing on the right of the slide here. GRASSCAST stands for the Ground Productivity Forecast. And the idea here is simply that rather than handing ranchers a precipitation forecast for the upcoming growing season and kind of asking them to make sense of it, asking them to translate it, we realized, you know what? We can translate these forecasts for them and get one step closer to the thing they really care about, which is how much grass might grow out on their rangelands during the upcoming growing season, so that they can get ahead of the curve and do some planning and some adjustments. And so if you go to the GRASSCAST website, grasscast.unl.edu, you'll see these three maps, one for the Great Plains region, another for the Southwest region. And again, look for your location, and the different colors you'll see are trying to tell you how much more or less rangeland vegetation we expect to grow in your area, depending on whether the rainfall over the rest of the upcoming growing season is above, near, or below normal. So that's, I think, just a nice example of a tool that the climate hubs have helped develop in partnership with dozens and dozens of folks at universities, both researchers and extension. There's lots of other tools that the climate hubs have been involved in developing, and we can't cover all of them today, but I did create this little map. If you're able to access the slides later, each of these boxes should be clickable and take you to a website where you can learn more. But there's some really neat tools out there, like the 360-degree digital tours from the Northeast Climate Hub and others. I do want to mention just two of these tools because I think they might be of particular interest for today's audience. So one tool is Ag Risk Viewer. I'm trained as an ag economist. I'm an ag economist at heart, so I love data, and what the Ag Risk Viewer is doing is trying to make the risk management agency's crop loss data easier to access and easier to visualize and summarize. So if you go to this tool online, you can click on a county of interest, and these graphs and images will pop up, and they show you kind of how has crop loss, insurance claims essentially, how have they changed through time? And then for each of the years, you know, what was the driving factor? What was the driving cause of losses? And so the image I'm showing here, I think, is from a county somewhere in eastern Colorado, and for that county, it's really interesting because the crop losses, the primary cause is drought, and the next most common cause is essentially flooding, too much water. So the two extremes really driving losses in my part of the country, but a really fun tool that you can go and explore. The second tool I wanted to highlight is called the Climate Toolbox. This is a tool that our friends at the Northwest Climate Hub helped develop with a bunch of partners. I wanted to share this one because this is where I go. You know, when I'm preparing a presentation or writing a proposal, and I need to have some good graphics that explain either the historical climate for a location or the future climate projections for a location, this is where I come. It's my trusted source, and so it's really easy to use, really simple interface, really nice graphics, and then they've also developed a whole bunch of kind of sector-specific tools, so you can see agriculture, fire, water, just depending on your interest. I wanted to throw that out there in case you need a trusted source for that type of information. The last piece of what the hubs do, and the reason the second reason I'm here today is because of our outreach and education mission, and specifically to share with you this particular event that we organized. It's the AgriClimate Outreach Exchange. This was an in-person event that we held back in 2019. We held it in Fort Collins, again, where our hub is technically based, and it was a two-day event that brought together 65 of our outreach partners, kind of an invite-only list, to come together for a couple of different purposes, and I'll share those purposes in just a minute. The reason I'm sharing it with you today is twofold. One, we hope to be able to organize another outreach exchange in the future, and so if this event ends up interesting you, shoot me an email message and let me know, and I'll put you on the invite list. Alternatively, if you think an event like this could be useful for your stakeholders or your partners or your state, please feel free to take it and run with it. Or if you need a partner, reach out to us and we'll see if resources are available to help organize something like this. So what was the purpose? First, we wanted to celebrate. We had spent 5 years working really closely with our extension partners on several really innovative agriculture and climate, or what I call agro-climate projects. And we wanted to share those awesome creative ideas and outcomes with others to really encourage expansion or adaptation across boundaries, across state boundaries and regional boundaries. So rather than each one of us reinventing the wheel, let's learn from each other and expand each other's work. Second, I wanted to enhance how comfortable our extension and outreach professionals felt communicating about climate. So we wanted to kind of create a safe space where our close partners could come together, learn and expand, their knowledge of climate science and how it relates to agriculture, and just practice communicating about it. I know it's not always comfortable talking about climate change. And so it was a nice safe space to practice doing that and exchanging advice. And finally, we wanted to create a network or expand the network of colleagues who share this interest in agriculture and climate issues so that you have, build a network of friends you can tap into when you have a need or an idea. This two-day event, we tried really hard to make it interactive, and that was for two reasons. First was just to make sure that our poor partners could enjoy their time with us for 2 days, but also to demonstrate actively how, some neat and creative engagement methods and tools that I hope they took away with them and could use in future events. So some examples of agriclimate projects, and I will say right up front, there were more projects than I could possibly cover today. If you want to learn more or see the full suite, please go to this website and visit and check them out. The first one I wanted to share today was something called the Scenario Planning Project. It started by convening a group of beef feedlot operators in Nebraska and South Dakota and convening them a few times to talk through a couple of different weather and climate scenarios. So on the left, you see an image that's talking about the summer or fall season, and they talk through four different scenarios. What if in the future the summers and falls become hotter and drier? How will that impact you as a beef feedlot operator? And so they had, sketch artists on hand to kind of draw people's responses to that question. And then down in the lower right quadrant, they would discuss what if it was a wet and cold summer instead? How would that uniquely impact you? And so then a graphic artist turns that into this beautiful poster that you see on the right to visually describe the challenges of these different extreme weather scenarios. And then they discussed which of these scenarios is likely to become more common in the future, and what tools do we have available to help us be better prepared for more of these extreme events. So really cool concept. They repeated it with crop farmers in Nebraska, and instead of developing a poster, they developed this really wonderful interactive website that you should go check out, weather-ready.unl.edu. And so on this website, again, up at the top, there's the four seasons that you can choose from. And then within each season, the four extreme types of weather events you might experience. And the graphic changes, depending on what season and what challenges you choose. You can click on each of the individual icons to learn about these different challenges. And then for each icon down in the left corner will come up a set of resources, a set of extension resources where you can learn more about that challenge or solutions to that challenge. So just a really creative, fun, interactive way to present information about climate, its effects on agriculture, and some tools that producers can use. Moving on, another example is an online story map called Learning from Your Neighbors. You can check this out. It's to share the stories from producers in their own words through videos of the innovative practices they are adopting to try and adapt to climate change and what challenges they've encountered or lessons they've learned. So lots of great videos there from all over our region. One last one online resource I wanted to mention, it's brand new actually, is the Ranch Drought Monitoring Dashboard. Essentially, this is a new one-stop shop for ranchers who have questions like those listed here. What is my current drought situation? How does this compare to previous years? How much forage can I expect this year? What are my options for managing drought? They can click on any of these questions and it'll take them down, just down the same page, all in one place, to the resources that can help them answer these questions. So super exciting new resource, a collaboration between the Hub, National Information Center, and several of our extension partners. My final example is one of my favorites. This was an event that was held in Nebraska, and what it did is a two-day event that brought extension and USDA into the same room for 2 days. To get to know each other and to talk about agriculture and climate-related challenges. I would love to replicate this event in other places, and here's why. We know that in the world of USDA and Extension, there's quite a bit of turnover. It's just kind of naturally those positions are wonderful stepping stones to other opportunities, and we have a lot of talent that moves through our organizations. So with that turnover, you know, we lose the relationships and the connections and the understanding of what USDA does and how that relates to what Extension does. So this event on day one brought all of these organizations together to meet each other again, to see who the latest faces were. And again, just to learn, like, what does USDA ARS do? And for ARS, what are our Extension partners up to these days and working on? What are their expertise? So day one was just a get to know each other. And then day two, we continued building our working relationships by actually doing some of the scenario planning exercises that I described earlier. So here in the bottom right corner, you see a breakout group. In. We were given an extreme weather scenario that we had to work through together as a group to identify how each of our organizations would respond to or what resources we could bring to the table during an extreme event. And ironically, this event was way back in 2018. The scenario we worked on in our group was a flood scenario for Nebraska. And sure enough, in 2019, Nebraska experienced a catastrophic flood. And thankfully, because of this exercise, our different organizations understood, you know, what's Farm Service Agency going to do? What resources are they going to activate? Who in Extension can I call to see how, you know, what resources they're preparing? we understood each other's puzzle pieces. We understood how they fit together and could start thinking about how to make them fit together even more effectively to kind of share, serve our shared clientele. So if this is an event that resonates with you, that you think might benefit your region or your state, again, shoot me an email and let me know that. And let's see if we can find some resources in the future to put together an event like this. With that, I'm going to conclude. One last thing I just wanted to point out down in the lower right corner is that USDA NIFA did just release a new call for proposals, and it is focused on agriculture and forestry and climate. And what's unique here is that it's focused on extension or education, and it has to be a partnership between the USDA Climate Hubs and Extension or some of our other outreach partners. And so if you're intrigued by this, there's a webinar actually tomorrow from 1 to 2 p.m. Mountain Time, and you can see the hyperlink there at the bottom if you're interested and want to learn more. So if any of this has resonated with you, give me a holler. Or if I'm not, you know, you're not in the region, then look up one of my partners in the Climate Hub Network, and I'm sure that they would love to hear from you. Thanks today for the opportunity to share these things with you.
Thank you so much, Danelle. What a great presentation. For those of us watching, if you have any questions or comments, please be sure to put those in the chat.